seventh year, coming home to a place he'd never been before.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A couple of things. I'm going to start with an announcement. I mentioned this before, but there is an event tomorrow night, Thursday, March 31, 6:30 p.m. in Milwaukee. If you happen to be in Milwaukee, at Boswell Books on Downer Avenue, Google it, Boswell Books, Downer Avenue, Milwaukee, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow, March 31. We're going to have a book signing and talk by me about my new novel, Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. Milwaukee Jihad, my third novel. We're launching it at Boswell Books. And if you're there, stop by. If you like a lot of the things we discuss on the show, weaving in some history but hitting current facts, you'll really like this novel. There's a lot of humor in it. You'll really enjoy it. The factual premise is that jihadists are planning a 9/11 style attack on the U.S. Capitol during the State of the Union speech. There's a CIA agent, a woman named Audrey Knapp, who's terrific, and she has to stop it virtually by herself with her brains, a gun, and a knife. And there's a lot of good, funny commentary in there about our media, about our academics, about our society in general, how soft we've become in terms of warding off threats. But at the same time, the subject matter is deadly serious. And spoiler alert, the bad guys don't win in this one. And their bodies all over the place. If you enjoy reading, stop by. And if you enjoy some history woven into what you read, definitely come by Boswell Books, Milwaukee, tomorrow, Thursday, March 31, 6:30 p.m. for a book signing and talk by me about my new novel, Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. It's available wherever books are sold. If you can't make it, go to a bookstore or go on Amazon and just order it. And I think you'll really like it. It's a lot of fun. You know, a lot of people look at this Russian invasion of Ukraine and they think, oh, Russia's massive. And it is. Ukraine only has 44 million people, and about 4 million, almost 10% of them, have left the country. Or they're migrating within their country to avoid being bombed. Russia's huge. Russia, by the way, does not have as big an economy as you think. Russia's economy is ranked anywhere from 11th to 14th in the world. To give you an idea, California's alone, state of California, if it was an independent country, its economy is 5th in the world. And New York, state of New York, if it was an independent country, its economy is 10th in the world. The Ruskies obviously lag behind all the big economies, the U.S. and, believe it or not, California and New York within the U.S. and Germany, U.K., France, Italy, Japan, Canada, and so forth. However, it's beginning to slide even lower. There's a group called the G20. It's the 20 largest economies in the world. So you have people like Indonesia in there. Biden has urged them to throw Russia out of the G20. They've already been thrown out of it used to be the G8, now it's the G7. Well, I don't know what Indonesia and the rest of them will do with that, but we also make this point that pretty soon they won't even qualify for the G20 because they won't be in the top 20. So, what about this argument that Russia is unbeatable? Well, first of all, here's some five takeaways of this war. Number one, Russia's suffered very high casualties, about 15,000 killed. The rule of thumb is three times that wounded. You had over 40,000 people who were killed or wounded. In the war in Afghanistan in the 1980s, for about 10 years, they lost 15,000 people. Here they lost them in a little over a month. Dead, not just wounded. Number two, Ukrainians hate the Russians now. They didn't hate them before. Many Ukrainians could speak Russian as a second language. You know, it's a large country nearby. As long as it's peaceful, what the heck? They traded with them and everything was hunky-dory. When you have 44 million people who hate you, and not just people allied more to the West, but even in the Donbass and Crimea, where you have Russian speakers hate you, it's hard to manage a relationship where one side hates the other. Third consequence is economic ruin. Right now, their stock market was closed for about a month. It reopened, but with very strict controls. Nobody would, in his right mind, would invest in it. You can't short stocks. Some people can't trade. You can't sell. What it is you turn your money over to Putin, and he will steal 80% of it, by the way. He and the oligarchs will steal 80% of it. The fourth consequence, Europe is in the process of dropping Russian energy as a source. Before that, something like 40% of Europe's gas came from Russia, and well over that in oil. Now they're going to alternate. France is going to nuclear. The United States is stepping up exports. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and the rest of them only care about money. They don't care anything about values or democracy, because they're not democracies. But they are not going to, they're going to step up and sell to Europe. And fifth, Russia has united the West and it's united Ukraine. The West was not necessarily united before. We had NATO back in 1945-47. But Trump soured that relationship. Trump's on the take from Putin. He's a Russian agent, crooked as a dog's hind leg, paid for by Putin, trying to turn our country into a fascist country. And by that, I mean not in the trivial sense that a teenage girl goes, oh, my father's such a fascist. He grounded me because I was late for curfew. But I mean making sure that our elections are controlled by people who didn't vote. In other words, in Texas, Florida, even here, you have your Gableman and Voss and these kinds of people trying to pass laws and do things that make it very or much more difficult for people in areas who might vote Democratic. And then you have the extreme in Arizona and elsewhere putting in, and by the way, Ron Johnson has proposed this and so has Voss, putting in a law in Wisconsin that says the legislature picks the electors and the presidential elections a beauty contest. And the Republicans are putting on the ballot a referendum to make lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, and superintendent of public instructions appointees of the governor. The only individual you'll be able to vote for will be the governor, maybe the attorney general, but they may want to stick that in too by appointment. That's a fascist state. I am not misusing that term. I am not using that term lightly. That's a fascist state. This is the legacy of Putin, the legacy of Trump. Now, what Russia has done is united the West against him and, frankly, against Trump. If Trump ever gets back in, the EU has said in NATO that they're going to have to reassess our NATO relationship because Trump has promised to drag us out of it. You cannot vote for Trump. You're voting for Putin if you vote for Trump. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.